Okay, today's daf is daf Tesa Sayin. So we got a few lines down. The Gemara had went through all the different Nihugi Avelis and how it applied to Menuda and Mitzara. So now the Gemara is going to go into a whole long discussion. Today's daf is a very, very long daf regarding different halachas of Nidui and Cherem. So now we are four lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, and the Gemara is going to learn different dinim of Cherem from different psukim, different storylines where a different form of Nidoy or Cherem was performed. We're gathering different details from the stories and putting it together, the Halacha L'maisas. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Minalan de Mishadrin Shlicha de Beidina. How do we know when one does a Cherem, you send the Shliach, not the Dayan himself, but the Dayan sends a Shliach to tell the person that he invites him to a Din Torah. Umizam Nina Le Ladina, we send the Shliach and we summon him to the Bezdin. Dechsiv, it says, Vayishlach Moshe Lekro Ladasin Vlaviram B'nei Aliyav. So he sent a Shliach to report to them. That's how we know you need a Shliach. And Minolan Dimas Minon Ladina, how do we know that we summon them? Dechsiv, Vayomer Moshe Korach Ata Vachaladascha. All of you have to come to me tomorrow. So there was both done Ide Shliach and also there was a Hazmana, there was a summons that was sent forward. L'kam Gav Rabba, how do you know you have to present the summons to them that you need to present yourself in front of a great person? D'chsiv, it says, L'fnei Hashem, so that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but so too in front of a dying, one has to say you have to present yourself in front of a Bezdin Ploni. The Atu Ploni, how do you know you have to say that the plaintiff and the defendant have to come together, you have to specify and single out the people? D'chsiv, Ata, V'heim, V'aron, you, and Korach, V'adaso, and Aaron, you, the two people, the Bali Dinim. The Kavina and the Zimna, how do you know when you send a Hazmana, it has to have a time? Moshe said, you have to come to me Machar. We have a date tomorrow, Lifnei Hashem. And Zimna, Basar, Zimna, how do you know you have to say, if you don't come tomorrow, there's going to be a second date for you to appear? It says in the Pasuk in a completely different context, the Nevu of Yirmiah, it says, Karu Sham Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Sheon Hevir Hamoi, that Paro, when it came to the downfall, he's prophesizing about the downfall of Paro Melech Mitzrayim to Nebuchadnezzar, that he passed over the second time that he was supposed to go to Nebuchadnezzar, which ultimately will lead and did lead to his to their downfall. So that's referring to a second Zman that he had passed. So Minolan, how do you know di mispaker b'shlicha de beidina? How do you know if the one being summoned, if he disgraced somehow the shliach bezdin, that v'asi v'amar, that the shliach is allowed to report back to the bezdin, and lo mischazi kilishta bishan, not considered a lashon hara, that you're allowed to report how he treated you if it was disrespectful? The chesivit says by dasan v'aviram ha'ene ha'nashim ha'im tinaker, even if you knock at our eyes, said dasan v'aviram, we're still not going to listen, we're not going to go up. So this was reported back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't this considered a lashon hara of some sort? So the Gemara says, no, that's not. You're allowed to report back how they treated the shliach. Uminolan the mishamtina. How do you know if they don't respond to the hazmana? You're allowed to then place them in excommunication into shamta nidor cherem of some sort. How do you know that's permitted? Dichsiv, it says by a completely different context in the neviim. Dichsiv oru meros. Meros was a mach. We'll see who meros was, a person or perhaps a mazel that they had cursed meros, which is some form of a cherem, some form of a nidor. So that's if they don't respond to the hazmana. So the hacha savra. Gavra Rabba, that you have to say that you have to report back, you have to respond to a great person, that the person who's giving the cherem has to come from a Gavra Rabba. How do you know that? We said before that the hazmana is present yourself in front of a Gavra Rabba. How do you know if you have to put him in cherem, that also has to be reported from a particular Gavra Rabba? Dechsiva Omar Malach Hashem, the Malach Hashem said that Meiros is going to be cursed and placed in cherem. How do you know that if he don't respond to the first level of Nidoy, then you place him in Cherem, which is a higher level? Dichsiv Oru Oru, which is a higher level, what we're going to curse the person. We're going to see the whole structure of Nidoy works after, and then Cherem's afterwards, but there's a second level of Nidoy, then after Nidoy comes a Cherem. And the Achav Vashase Bahade Vakai Ba'arba Amos Dide, how do you know if you eat and drink and you are in the presence of a person placed in Cherem within Daud Amos? How do you know that's frowned upon? Why don't you not do so? It says, Yoshve, it says, by Meiros, as Meiros was cursed, and all the Yoshve, all those who were staying within his Daud Amos are cursed as well. So when a person placed in Cherem, you cannot be within Daud Amos of his presence. How do you know when you put a person in Cherem, you place him in Cherem, you have to specify publicly what this person had done wrong? It says that Meiros was placed in Cherem, he was cursed, ki lo vol ezes Hashem, he did not come to assist Hashem. Vamer Ula says, They had blown 400 shofros in order to excommunicate Barak, rather Meroz. We see that it becomes a public event. We try to publicize what he had done wrong, that everyone should be aware of what took place. So the Gemara then says, who exactly was Meroz we've been discussing? So Ikadami Gavarabahavi, some say he was a great person and he did the wrong thing. He didn't come to assist Hashem, whatever the case is. And Ikadami, others say, Kochavahava, he was some type of mazel, Shinemar, Min Shemaim, Nilchamu HaKochavim, that we were fighting the stars above. So not sure exactly how to understand that, but somehow there was a mazel that was causing us issues and we placed this mazel, this Kochav, in Cherum. The Gemara then says, how do we know that the mafkirinan nichzei, that such a person who does not listen to the chachamim, we place his property in hefker? Dichziv, it says, v'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshes yayamim katas hasarim v'azakenim, those who don't show up the next 3 days, so then the yacharim karuchusha, all his property shall be placed in cherim as hefker, v'hu yibadel mikal hagol, and he's going to be separate from everyone else, he'll be placed in exile. So you see, we are mafkir his property if he doesn't listen to the chachamim. How do we know if he still doesn't listen, we should fight with him and we should argue with him until he finally listens to us? And we curse him. And we could hit him. We could pull out his hair. And we make him swear that he'll never do this again. How do we know where he goes such extremes? Which is a lashon of riv, fighting. Imam, you fight with such people. You curse them. And you hit them on Hashem, which means to pull the hair out. We cause them to, we make them take a shvuah. Umanon de kafsin, and how do we know that we're supposed to tie people up, vasrin, and then tie them and give them lashes, vavdin and harduff, and we place harduff on them, which we'll see harduff what that means in just a second. How do we know you do with all these as well to those who don't listen to Chachamim? Dechsiv, hein lamos, hein l'shiroshi, those who don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Chachamim, we're going to either put them to death, or l'shiroshi means to uproot them, hein la'anash, nichsim, lasrin, whether it means to punish the property, or to bind them up. So we see that you're allowed to bind them up. My lish roshi wasn't mean to uproot them. Amar Ada Mari ba Amar Nechemia Bar Baruch Amar Rabbi Chiba Avin Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hardafa. You do Hardafa. So my Hardafa. What exactly is Hardafa? So they explain Amar Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishwe the Rava Menadin La'alter. What means is when they don't listen to the rabbis, we place them in Nidway immediately. Vishardim Lachash Shloshim. If after 30 days he still doesn't listen, we place him in a second round of Nidway. And the Machrim Malacha Shishim, if a total of 60 days, I mean 30 and 30, and he still doesn't listen, then we up the ante and we place him in Cherem, which is a much more severe form of Nidur. That's what Hardafa means. We chase him down. We add levels and levels upon levels, placing him in Nidur and in Cherem. That's what the Sharshi means, to uproot him, which means Hardafa. So Gemara then says, Amar Le Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Hachi Amar of Chista. Chista said, Masun Beisheni V'chamishi V'sheni. He said differently. Not that we do 30. According to the previous shot, we said, Nidway is La'alter. We had 30, another Nidway, another 30, and then Chayim. Here, he says, we wait till the next Monday, and then we place him in Nidway. We wait till the following Thursday, if he doesn't listen, then the following Monday is a Bahab, and then we place him in Chayim. A very different structure than we said before. And the Gemara says, Hani Mila L'mamona. That's true. Only when it comes to when he somehow is doing something incorrect in the world of Mamonos, we do Monday, Thursday, Monday. When it comes to Aval of Kirusha La'alter, when it comes to a person who is disrespectful to a Talmud Chacham, then we actually place a Nidway on him immediately, and then we do the 30 days, total 60 days, Chayim, then we do that structure when it comes to Talmud Chacham's Kavod. The Gemara then says, "Amaisa hahu tabcha this pakeb Rav Tuvi Bar Masna." A certain butcher was very disrespectful to Tuvi Bar Masna, who was a Talmud Chacham. And Imne Ale Abai Rava, were appointed to be the dayanim to deal with this particular din Torah. Vishamtu, they placed this butcher in Nidwe. The Sof in the end also paisel baldinay, and the butcher went and he made up. He asked mechila from Rav Tovi, and Heichi Lavitz, what should they do now? Abai Amar Bai Heichi Lavitz, what should we do now? Lishrelei, if we permit him and release him from the nidui immediately, lo chal shamta layetlasa yamu. He did not fulfill the 30 days of shamta. You need 30 days at least of nidui. Lo lishrelei, but if we don't release him, if we can keep him in nidui, the problem is the little town kabay rabbanan lemeya. The rabbis need to buy meat, or everyone needs to buy meat. We can't keep him 30 days away from selling meat. So Amar Le Rav Ida Ba'Avin. So he says, "Mida shmila chaba." They said to Rav Idi, "Did you hear anything on this particular halacha? What are you doing in this case?" Amar lei, "Hachi amar Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi amar Shmuel tot asar tot shari." You could blow the tut, blow the shofar, and that asers him, and you could blow it again, that releases him. In other words, you don't need to wait 30 days. 30 days is the maximum amount, but if he somehow asks mechila beforehand, you're allowed to release him immediately, and that's no problem. So Gemara then says, "Amar lei, hani mila lemamona." That's all true when it comes to something related to dini mamonas. But about Lafkirus, when it comes to that, you can't be. You have to wait 30 days for him to experience a nidui when he was disrespectful to Talmud Chacham. So this actually doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Alma, we see from here, Kasavar Abai must be of the opinion, Hani Beit Tlasa de Shamite, that three Dayanim had placed a person in nidui, La'asa Tlasa Achrina Visharla. You can't have another three Dayanim come and release him. It won't be allowed. So either way, we don't have an answer. There's no suggestion what to do in this case here. He seems to be stuck. So Gemara now says on this topic that when you have three dayanim who placed him in Shamta, so this was again, we learned something incidentally from this discussion, that another three dayanim cannot release him. It has to be the original dayanim to release him from this nidur. So as Gemara poses the question, if three dayanim initially perform the nidui, they put a person in nidui, can another three dayanim release him? The Gemara says, can't, because Tashma, we have a long brisa now, menuda l'rav, menuda l'tamim. If a person is a menuda to the Rebbe, he's certainly menuda to the Talmidim as well. But if it's the reverse, menuda l'tamid, ain't a menuda l'rav. If he's a menuda only to the student, then he won't be menuda to the Rav necessarily. If he's menuda li'ira, menuda li'ira achar, if he's menuda to his own city, he's certainly going to be menuda to those that are foreign to him. But if he's menuda li'ira achar, if he's menuda to some foreign city, does not make him ena menuda li'ira. He's not necessarily menuda to his own particular city. Same thing, menuda l'nasi. If he's menuda l'nasi, then menuda l'chol Yisrael. But if he's menuda l'chol Yisrael, he's not ena menuda l'nasi. So the higher rank, if a person is menuda to the higher rank, he's certainly menuda to the lower ranks. But if he's menuda to the lower ranks, it does not mean he's menuda to the higher ranks. And comes along now. I mean, the Rebbe could go in his Dalat Amos. Everyone else can't be in my Dalat Amos, but the Rebbe could be in my Dalat Amos. So then the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, that Echa min ha-tamidim shenida umes, if a person, if one of the student dies, and he, as a nidwe, chelko ain't a mufer. His chelik is not mufer. So we'll have to get back to what that means exactly. We'll get back to the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But either way, from this Brisa, we can learn a few different dinim. Shmamina tlas. We learn three halachas from this Brisa. Shmamina, tamid shenida lechvodo, nidwe nido. If a Talmud, if a person disrespects a Talmud, even though he's not a Rebbe, but he's still a Talmud Chacham, so that nidui actually will take effect, even though he's just a regular Talmud Chacham, he's not a Rebbe. With Shmami, now we also learn, Kol Echad V'Echad Mefer Chelko, each person who participated in the nidui, they have the right to be Mefer his particular Chelik. You need everyone to participate and be Mefer their Chelik that they created the nidui in that person. And Shmamina, thirdly, Hani Beit Tlasa de Shamita, three people who created a Nidwein, La'asa Tlasa, Achwina, Vishale. Another three cannot undo that. That won't be allowed. Because as we see from the last statement, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, that one of the Talmidim who dies, the Chelko Eina Mufer, no one else could replace him and be made for his Chelik. His Chelik can only be done by himself. No one else could be in his place. And that's what we learn from this particular halacha. So Gemara then says, however, bottom line is, Amemar says, when it comes to halacha l'maisa hilchasa, hani beit tlasa de shamita, three people, three dayanim, who create a nidwein, also beit tlasa achrina v'sharla. He argues and says that three other dayanim may actually replace them and release a person from the nidwein. So Amrle Rav Ashla Amemar, how could you say that, Amemar? V'atani, we just brought a brisa that says that a person cannot replace one of the dayanim as undoing the nidwein. That Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Echad min ha-tamidim shenida umeis, chelko ein mufer. My love, does it not mean ein mufer klal, that you can't be made for it at all? So how could you come along and argue the brisa and say that a person can replace the dayan and be made for it? So the Gemara says, lo, not true. Amemar said, that's not the interpretation of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ad dasa beit tlasa achrina v'sharle. What he means is, his chelik isn't mufar until three other dayanim come and are made for his chelik. In other words, you can have three dayanim replace the initial three dayanim to release a person from a particular nidur. So now the Gemara says further on this topic. Tani Rabbanam, ein nidui pachas mishloshim yom. Nidui, the concept of nidui lasts for no less than 30 days. Vein nizifa. Now, nizifa is a different topic, a lower level, even lower than nidui. The scherim, which is the higher level, highest, Nidre is the middle level, and Nazifa is the lowest level. And Nazifa only lasts for 7 days. Even though there's no proof in the Pasuk, there's a Zeichel Davar. There's some type of remez for this. When it came to Miriam, and she had a Tzaraas, Shenemar, it says in the end of the Parsha, Via Yarok Yarok Bifanea, if the father were to spit at her, Halo Tichalim Shivas Yam, should she not wait 7 days? She'll be in disgrace for 7 days. So too, Moshe says to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't let Miriam wait more than 7 days. So either way, we see from here that it's a concept of 7 days of being separate from a person. So that's where the remez, the Nazifa is also 7 days. So Amri of Chisra, of Chisra says, Nidwe Shalanu Ki Nazifa Shalahen. That many things in Bavel, the magnitude of things, the quality were much less than that in Eretz Yisrael. So a Nidwe, which is normally a higher level than Nazifa, Nidwe in Bavel was equal to a Nazifa of Eretz Yisrael. That's the, everything was down a grade. So even though Nidwe is normally stronger, but in Bavel it was actually treated as a Nazifa only. So, and Nidwe, Nazifa did too, and the Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael was Shiva 7 days. So 7 days in Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael translated to a Nidwe in Bavel was also only 7 days. The Sulah, the Gemara says, there's really only 7 days. V'ha, Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe, Ubar Kapara, Hava Yasev Kagarsi. One time, Rebbe Shimon was learning with Bar Kapara, and Kashul Shmaisa, they had a certain question on a sugya, and Amarle Rebbe Shimon la Bar Kapara, Rebbe Shimon says to Bar Kapara, Davar Zed Tzarech Rebbe, we need Rebbe, his father is Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon said, we need my father to answer this question. So Amalei Bar Kapara, Kapara says, Le Rebbe Shimon, Umar Rebbe Omer B'davar Zer. What's Rebbe going to say? He's not going to contribute. We don't need him. So Azal Amalei Lavu, Rebbe Shimon went to tell his father what Bar Kapara said about him. And Ikbet, Rebbe got very upset. And also Bar Kapara, Lischazilei, one time Bar Kapara was unaware that Rebbe heard about what happened. So he went to visit Rebbe. And Amalei, Rebbe says to Bar Kapara, Einim Akir Chamayolim, I don't recognize you. Who are you? Go away from me. So Amarlei, Yada did not get milsa b'dayte. So Bar Kapara understood that Rebbe was insulted, that he was had to practice some type of nazifa because the Rebbe got upset at him. So Naga nazivusa b'nafshe tlasin yomer. He kept 30 days of nazifa. So it's a question. We just said before nazifa is only 7 days. Here Bar Kapara kept the nazifa of 30 days. Moreover, the Gemara says shuv pamach echad. Another instance, gazer Rebbe shlo yishnu latamidim b'shuk. Rebbe made a gzera. You cannot give a shir in a public place. My darish, what was the basis? How do you make a drasha? So it says in the pasuk, chamuke yirechayich kemo chalayim, that the thighs are hidden like jewels. What does that mean? My yarech besesa, just like the thighs are in a place that's hidden and private. Abdivre Torah besesa, so too one must teach Torah in a private place. So yatzer Rebbe Chia v'shana l'shnei b'nei achava v'shuk. One time, Rebbe Chia was teaching two of his nephews in the shuk, in the marketplace. The Rav, l'rabba bar barchana. We were teaching these two nephews of his. So Shama Rebbe Ikbat, Rebbe heard that Rebbe Chi was teaching in public, and he got very upset. So also Rebbe Chil this Chazulei. One time Rebbe Chi went to go see Rebbe, and he wasn't aware that Rebbe was upset at him. Amalei, Rebbe says to him, Iya, mi karle b'chutz. Iya says, who's calling me outside? Is someone calling me? Do I hear someone outside? So even though he saw Rebbe Chi in front of him, he was pretending as if he didn't see Rebbe Chi. And Yada did not get milsed b'dayt. Rebbe Chi understood that Rebbe was upset at him. And Nag Nizivusa b'nafshei tlasin yomim. He kept Nizifa for himself for 30 days. So there's yet another instance where Nizifa was not 7 days, but 30 days. We'll get back to the answer in just a moment. So b'yom tlasin shalachlei, day 30, Rebbe sends back to Rebbe Chia, ta, come see me. Come see me. It's day 30, your Nizifa is over. But then, hadash shalachlei, delo lasi. But then he says, no, he sent a second letter, don't come see me. He retracted. So, Mikara, my Savar, initially, what did Rebbe hold? That he sent him to come on day 30. And Levasof, my Savar, what he retract? What was his conclusion that he said, don't come today, come tomorrow? So, Mikara, initially, Savar mixes Yom Kikulo. He thought maybe they didn't mix Yom Kikulo, like it applies by Avelis. It should apply by Chayim as well. Then, the day 30, you don't need to wait for the full day 30. But the moment the sun rises, that's Ki'ilu's day 30, and you could come even on day 30. But Levasof, in the end, Savar lo amrina mixes yom kikulo. In the end, he passed in that we don't apply the dinam mixim kikulo to the dinam of Nazifa. So in the end of the day, Lasof asa. He came on day 30. So Amarle, amai asis. Rebbe says, why do you come today? I told you not to come. Amarle, lishalch li mar dilesi. What do you mean? You sent me a letter that I should come. Bahashalchi licha dilo ataisi. But didn't I send you a second letter that you shouldn't come? Amarle, Rebbe Chia says, zeri isi v'zelo isi. I saw the first letter that I should come, but I didn't see the second letter that says I shouldn't come. Ah, so Kari Le, so Rebbe invoked the pasuk Birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish. When a person wants the path of a Hashem wants the path of a man, When a person's trying to create peace, so then even the enemies of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to find a way for them back. Somehow this was indicating that since we're trying to make up in Mechila, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to come earlier. Somehow that was a reference that he was using by the pasuk. So then the Gemara says, my time of the Avin Marhachi. So what was the reason why? Rabbi says, Rabbi Chia, why were you teaching in public? I made a gzera, you can't teach Bashuk. Amalei, Rabbi Chia says, Dichseva Chachmos Bechutz Taronu. It says you should sing the wisdom of Hashem in public. You should teach Hashem's Torah in public. So that's why. Amalei, Im Karisa Lo Shanis. If you learned Tanakh once, you didn't learn it a second time. Vim Shanis, if you learned it a second time, Lo Shilashta. You didn't learn it three times. Vim Shilashta, if you learned Tanakh three times, Lo Pirshachla. No one explained to you the proper understanding of the Pasuk. What it means is, Chachmos Bechutz Taronu, that your wisdom is going to be sung throughout the outside. Kidirava, what does Rava hold? Dama Rava, called the Osik Batara Bimifnim. Those who learn Torah inside, secretly, Taraso Machrezes Alav Mimachutz. His name will be heard, his accomplishments of Torah will be learned outside. Not that he's going to teach publicly, but his accomplishments in Limud Torah will be well known publicly. That's what it means. So Haksiv doesn't say, Lo Mirosh Beseser Dibarti, but doesn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't speak to you in the place of Seser, I spoke to you publicly, means the concept to teach Shir publicly. Yes, every so often when there's a Yarchik Kala, when there's a big public event, there's a big drasha, there's such a concept of it should be public. When it comes to regular learning, a couple guys learning a little chabura, that's meant to be beseser. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia, hai chamuke, yirchayach my avile. Rabbi Chia, in his understanding, where he felt you can teach Torah publicly, how do you understand the pasuk that chamuke yirchayach, that there's an idea of being hidden in Limud Torah? He says that wasn't referring to Limud Torah. When it comes to doing chesed, that's supposed to be hidden. But when it comes to Torah, that should be b'chutzah, according to Rabbi Chia's understanding. So then the Gemara says, either way, we saw from the two previous stories that Nazifa lasted not 7 days, but it lasted 30 days. Alma, Nazifa, didu, tlasa yomim. So how can we suggest earlier that Nazifa is only 7 days? And the Gemara says, typically, Nazifa is only 7 days. But these two instances was from the Rebbe, from the Nasi, Nazifa's Nasi Shani. When it comes to Nazifa that came from the Nasi, who was Rebbe, that's a much stronger Nazifa that lasted 30 days. But anybody less than the Nasi, it would be a Nazifa of just 7 days. So then the Gemara says, Nazifa, didan kamahave. So now, here in Bavel, or in Chutzarts, how long does Nazifa last for? Chadiyoma, nowadays, is actually only 1 day. 1 day Nazifa, and that's sufficient. The Gemara is going to prove this point. How do we know? Kihad Shmuel Mar Ukva, like we're about to see in this case of Shmuel Mar Ukva. What happened? Kihava Yasve Garse Shmaisa. When they're sitting and learning, Hava Yasve Mar Ukva, Kame de Shmuel, Brichuk Arba Amos. Ukva, Mar Ukva would sit down Amos away from Shmuel, not because of Nidoy at all. It was simply because that Shmuel was really the Rebbe, and Mar Ukva was learning from the Rebbe, so he sat down Amos to see him better, to hear from him better. That's just showing that the Rebbe was Shmuel. However, when it came to a Din Torah, apparently Mar Ukva was the main Dayan and Shmuel was the Talmud in the Beis Din. Hava Yosef Shmuel Kame de Mar Ukva. That Shmuel would sit in the presence of Mar Ukva, Berichuk Arba Amos, Dal Amos away. So it seemed that they had different strengths. One was teaching Torah, one was a Dayan. Hava Chayki Le Duchta Le Mar Ukva. And they actually dig a little hole for Mar Ukva, Betipsa, on a cover with a mat. The Yosef Ilavai, he would sit in that mat. He could hear what Shmuel would say. In other words, it seems that if I understand the structure correctly, the main Dayan would sit higher up than the other Dayanim. Now, Mar Ukva was really a Talmud of his Rebbe Shmuel. So he wanted to hear what Shmuel had to say when it came to the conversations, and it was hard when you're sitting on the stand. So they actually dig a little hole, so you sit lower down on the same level as Shmuel, even though Mar Ukva was considered the Dayan, the head Dayan, he was still a Talmud of Shmuel. That was the background. So we see their relationship, that Shmuel was the Rebbe. And what happened one time was, Kol Yoma, every single day, Haba Malabi Le Mar Ukva L'Shmuel, Adu Shpiza, every single day after the Din Torah, after learning, Mar Ukva would always escort Shmuel back to where he'd stay. And Yoma, Chada, one day, Itrid Bedine, Mar Ukva was very preoccupied in the Din Torah, Haba Azal Shmuel Basre, and Shmuel was just following him. Mar Ukva wasn't really escorting him, but there's a Din, apparently, the Mefarshim explained, that you have to, when the main Dayan, you have to be released from the main Dayan, go back home. So Mar Ukva would normally say, okay, Shmuel, go back home, even though he was a Talmud, and then Mar Ukva would escort him. One day he was so involved, he was walking and walking back to his own house, Mar Ukva, and Shmuel never got the heter to go back home. So Shmuel just followed Mar Ukva the whole way, and finally Mar Ukva turned around and realized that he never released Shmuel to let him go back home. So what happened was, Kimati the Besa, when they got to Mar Ukva's house, Amalei, Shmuel says to him, Lo Nagilach, Lo Nagilach, did you not give me the permission to go back home yet? So Lishilimar Bitigra, let me go back home. Let me leave this dentar. I want to go back home already. So Marukva didn't realize that Shmuel was following home the whole way. Yad did not get milsa bedaita. Marukva realized that Shmuel was insulted what he had done, that he didn't release Shmuel to go back after the dintara. And nog nizivusa benafshi chadiyomam. We see from this that Marukva, who was the Talmud, practiced in nizufa for just one day. The Gemara then says another incident. Who itza the havas yasu b'shvila. There's a certain woman who is sitting along one of the streets. Have a pashe kara. Her leg was sticking out, blocking one of the passageways. Become menifa chushlei, and she was busy winnowing some type of barley. Have a chalaf of azil tribe mirabon. A certain town chacham was passing by. And she didn't let him pass. She left her leg there and didn't move it out of the way for him. So Amar Kama Chatzifa Hi Itza. So the Talmud Chacham said, "What a woman with such breath! She's such a brazen woman, such chutzpah she has." So after she heard this, she realized that she did something wrong. She insulted the Talmud Chacham. So also the Kama there of Nachman, she went to ask a shaila from Rav Nachman. Does she have to practice Nazifa Nidwei? Did she do something wrong? So Amar Lei Mishmasa Shamta Mipume. So he asks Rav Nachman asks her, "Did you hear him say the word Shamta?" So Amar Lei Lo, I didn't hear him say the word Shamta at all. Amar Lei, if that's the case, you're good to go. Zil nog nizivusa chad yoma benafshich. Go do one day of nizifus, and then you're good to go. You don't need to do a third day shamta. So Gemara then says another incident. Zutra bar Tuvia have a kapasik sidra kamed of Yehuda. So one time Zutra was reading some psukim in front of Rav Yehuda, and kimata lahai psuk. When he got to the following pasuk, ve'elu divrei David hacharim. These are the later matters of David. What does that mean? Amalei Zutra says to Rav Yehuda, Achronim b'chlal di'ikar Rishonim. The fact that these are the later ones implies that there were earlier ones. Rishonim ma'aninu. What's it referring to? Which earlier matters was this pasuk referring to? Shasik v'lo amr lo v'lo midei. Rav Yehuda didn't respond. Hadar amr lei, Mar Zutra says to him again, Achronim b'chlal di'ikar Rishonim. So Rishonim ma'aninu. He asked the same exact question. What are the earlier matters? Amr lei, my daitcha. What are you thinking? What do you think? T'lo yada perusha d'haikra lav gavir rabahu. That the person who doesn't know the explanation of pasuk is not a gavur rabba. You think so? He was insulted because he asked him two times. Most people don't know Tanakh. Even Rav Yehuda, who's a great Talmud Chacham, he didn't know. The first time he was asked the question, he ignored him. He was asked the second question. He says, "Come on, Rav Yehuda, you know you need to know the answer, don't you?" So he says, "Oh, because I don't know the pasuk, that means I'm not a gavur rabba." So he realized that the Yad did not get most of the Zutra, Bartur realized Yehuda was insulted, that he kept in questioning the same exact question, and therefore Nog and Nizivuso, Benafshi Chadioma. So Zutra kept the practice, the Nizivuso, for one day. So these are three different incidents whereby Nizivuso, Bezmanazet, is only one day. So Gemara then says, now that we've come across this pasuk of the Achronim, the Divrei David Achronim, let's understand what's Pshat. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know Pshat, but maybe we can figure out what's Pshat of Divrei Achronim and Divrei Rishonim. So the Gemara says, Achronim, Michlal Dika Rishonim, Rishonim Mahi, what exactly were the Rishonim referring to? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Vaydaber Davar Lashem as Divrei Hashir Hazos, V'yom Hitzi Hashem Asom Mikaf Kol Oyeva, V'mikaf Shaul. The Davar HaMelech sang a song to Hashem, thanking Hashem for saving him from the hands of his enemies, the hands of Shaul. So Amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'David, Hashem says to David, David Shira Ata Omer Al Mapalta Shaul. You're praising, you're singing a song because of the downfall of Shaul? Il Mali Ata Shaul V'hu David. Had you been different people, had you been Shaul, and Shaul been you, Ibadu Kama David Mipana, I would have killed many Davids before him. In other words, you're not so great. Shaul was greater than you. So what do you, how can you be so happy that Shaul is his downfall? So Mar says, "Hayinu, that's what it means. Shigay on the David, the mistake to David, Asher Shar LaHashem, that he's saying to Hashem, Al Divrei Kush Benyamini. Kush is a reference to Shaul, so he was mistaken in doing so. So the Rishonim of the pasuk is referring to this matter of David singing at the downfall of Shaul. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, V'chi Kushmo V'alo Shaul Shmo. His name wasn't Kush. His name was actually Shaul. So Elama Kushi Mishuna Be'or. Just like a Kushi, his skin color is different." Av Shaul Mishunim Ba'amathim. So the Shaul was unique and different, and his actions were very special. So Gemara now brings a few other places where we see a person being called the Kush, even though he wasn't Kushi, or his name wasn't Kushi, but it describes really his actions or some other attributes. The Gemara says, Kayotzi B'davar, in a similar manner, Ata Omer, we find, Al Odo Saisha Kushish Ashalokach, that the matters of the Kushis that he married, V'chi Kushish Shema Ba'alo Tzipor Shema, her name wasn't Kushis, it was her name was Tzipora. So why are we calling her Kushis? Elama Kushis Mishunim Be'oro, just like the skin color of a Kushis is different. Af Tzipora Mishunim Be'maset. Tzipora is very unique, unusual in her ma'asim, in her actions, in her deeds. Kayotzi B'davar, in a similar matter, Ata Omer, we find, Vayishma Eved Melech HaKushi, that the Kushi king heard, V'chikushi shema ba'alo tzidke shema. His name was tzidke. His name was Akushi. Al-makushi meshuna ba'oro ab tzidke meshuna mesma'isim. Same idea. And in Kayotu B'davar, yet another instance we have this. Ata omer haloch evnei chushim atem li b'nei Yisrael. V'chikushim shema ba'alo Yisrael shema. This is Klaisa. They're not called Kushim. We're not from Kushi. We're called Klaisa. Why do we describe this? Kushim. Al-makushi meshuna ba'oro af Yisrael meshuna b'masem mikol ha'umos. That our actions are different and more unique and special than the other nations of the world. Fine. So now the Gemara says, after discussing the mice of David HaMelech and the Divrei Achronim, Divrei Rishonim, Gemara says further now. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ma'idich, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, Un'um David ben Ishai, Un'um HaGever Hukam Al? What does that mean? That the words of David and the words of the person called Hukam Al, what does that mean? Num David ben Ishai, Shehikim Ula, Shotshuva, that David HaMelech was the one who created the value, the me'ula, that which is beneficial of tshuva. David HaMelech paved the way of people doing tshuva. That's what the pasuk means. The Gemara then says another pasuk: Amar Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael Moshe ba'adam tzadik Moshe yiras Elokim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he's a tzur Yisrael has spoken to me. He's the ruler of men. So what's he referring to? My kamar. What exactly the pasuk telling us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu rules men? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abol, Hachikamon. The pasuk should be understood as follows. That Amar Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that tzur Yisrael has spoken to me. What does that mean? Ani Moshe ba'adam, I rule over men. Me Moshe be, but who rules over me? A tzaddik. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, even though I rule over the world, a tzaddik rules over me. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shani gozer gzeira umevala. I make a gzeira, but a tzaddik is able to be gozer. A Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the vittel of a tzaddik. Gemara then says further, another pasuk, Elu shmos hagibor mashal David Yoshe b'shevis. These are names of the great, strong soldiers and men of David HaMelech. My kamer, what exactly does it mean? B'shevis, those who sit in the presence of David HaMelech. Amar Rabbi Abahu, hachi kamar, Elu shmos gvurosav shel David. These are the names of David's, his deeds, his actions. Yoshevis, Yoshe b'shevis, that he sits in a very low place. We know of many, many sources that David HaMelech, rather, was a big anav. One of the attributes of his anivus, one of the displays of his anivus, was that he sat in a low place. He sat on the floor, Yoshe b'shevis. That was a midah of his gvur, of his great actions. Mishasha Yoshe b'yeshiva, when he sat in yeshiva, lohaya Yoshe b'agabe karm k'sasas, he wasn't sitting on mattresses and pillows and cushions. El agabe karki, he sat on the floor like everybody else. The chokamah, the havi rabim ira, Rabbi Ira Hayari Kaim, so long as his Rebbe Ira Hayari is alive, Hava Masi Le Rabban Agabe Karmakissus. So Ira would teach all the rabbis while he sat on top of these comfortable pillows. Kinach Nafshe, when he had died, when Ira, his Rebbe, died, Hava Masi David Le Rabban, the David would teach the Talmid Chacham afterwards. Hava Yasav Agabe Karka, but David would not sit on the pillows and cushions, he would sit on the ground like everybody else. Amrle Le Simar Akarma Kasasas. They said, David, you should sit on the pillows. Don't sit on the ground. So look, Kabil Mehi didn't accept this. He stayed on the same floor, the same level as everybody else. That's what it means. Yoshe Veshevis, he sat on the ground. The Gemara that says, it also says Tachmoni. That was Tachmoni in that Pasuk. Amirav, Amrlo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to David, Ho Vishbalta Asmecha, since you've now humbled yourself, you've lowered yourself so low to the ground, Te Kamoni, you're going to be just like me, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gozer Gzeira v'atem v'atla. I'm going to make a Gzeira, and you have the ability to cancel. You have the same strength as I have, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rosh HaShalishim, when it describes David as the head of the Shalishi, what does that mean? Te Rosh L'Shalosh Avos, you're going to be the head of the Gimel Avos of the Avri Tzegia Yaakov. You're going to be the leader amongst, and whatever that means, different things. Maybe a reference to Gemara Pesachim, where he's going to lead the benching. That's a simple pshat, but there could be other details here as well. So then the Gemara says, Hu Adinu Ha'etzni, the Dal Melch is described as these two descriptions. Kishaya Yoshev V'yosik B'tor, when he was sitting and learning, Hayim Adin Asma B'Ketolas, he treated himself like a worm. It says in the Pasuk that as well. U'B'shash Yotzel Mechama, however, when he went to fight war, Ha'imakamakshe Asma Ketz, he'd be as strong as wood. So he'd be very, very flexible, David Melch, depending on the context, to be very humble, very edel, very soft, and very strong and very powerful, depending on what's needed at the time. And then the Gemara says, Al Shmona Meos Chala B'Pam Achas, he killed 100 people in one shot. She Zorik Chet, he would shoot an arrow, Umap the Shmona Meos Chala B'Pam Achas, and kill 800 people somehow at one time. And if he only killed 200, he didn't kill, he was still upset because he wanted to kill 1,000, but he only killed 800, so he was still disappointed he only killed 800, not 1,000. Eicha Yirdof Echad Elof. The pasuk says that one person could kill 1,000, but he was only zochet to kill 800, so he's still disappointed in his accomplishments. Yotze Basko v'Amra. The Basko came out and said Rak b'Dvar Urya Hachiti. So he said that because you did not have the level of Urya, that mice of Urya Hachiti, therefore you lost some of your zechuyos, and you're only able to kill 800, not 1,000. Okay, so then he understood why he wasn't zochet to 1,000. Gemara then says back to the discussion of Nidwa and Chayrim. Amr b'tanchum b'reder b'chia ish kfar ako. Maybe we should stop here. It's long. Let's stop here. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, I guess on their own. We'll finish the rest of the daf and the daf tomorrow. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, long daf, guys.